Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
Y'all, he told me right before he went on the air that he took Sudafed today.
I'm in Oklahoma. My sinuses are crazy.
I would rather nothing else.
I get crazy when I take Sudafed.
I know I have been really not wanting to pimp anything that weren't advertisers, but I was trying to look for a long time for a line of lip balms that was eco-friendly and all natural and organic ingredients, and I found it with Kind Lips.
Kind Lips.
It's an Amazon line. Kind Lips.
That's what they called you in college.
Kind Lips. Oh, they were never kind.
Kind Lips.
They were never kind.
they were never
it
kind.
It is organic, all natural.
Why are you hawking something?
Because I care about the environment.
I'm just saying you're hawking something
and cruelty
that doesn't
free. It's okay when I do it.
It's okay, as long as it's fine for me.
Because it's well-meaning. No, you're hawking your brother's fucking barbecue.
Caddo barbecue. Is... you get 10% off. Sissy discount.
Which is nepotism.
Oh, boy.
I'm putting the earth first.
Yeah, uh-huh. Exactly.
Yo, this is Reality Gaze. Hello.
This is season 6, episode 9, Not So Silent Partners.
Not
this is part
so
2.
Silent Partners.
Part 2. If you're joining us on the Intimate Portrait where you're watching us, welcome.
Welcome.
We
it's
are remote,
sunny,
yet
sunny
goat.
Sunny day here in Southern California, but not too hot. What's it like there?
It's a blistering day in Oklahoma, and it's 94 degrees, and I've been killing wasp nest all morning. Because they're out and about.
I think I'm going to go to a barbecue later.
Yeah, so am I. We're going to a fish fry on my Aunt Peggy's. Hopefully we'll be eating inside.
Oh, God, I hope so.
We're supposed to get there at like 6.
Hopefully. No, you have to eat inside. It'll be so
gross.
But
I am excited, though. They caught fish and catfish, and it's all homemade, home cooking.
I love fried catfish.
I called Aunt Peggy, and I said, Aunt Peggy, can I make a salad or something? She's like, oh, baby, no, I think I got it. We got the fish. I'm going to make baked beans. We got the French fries. I'm gonna make
ambrosia salad.
I'm gonna make a homemade
Jell-O salad.
Yeah, I'm going to make a homemade, we're going to make some hush puppies, homemade hush puppies.
I love hush puppies.
And then she said, yeah, we don't need a salad. I think we're good. We got everything. She said, and then she called me back. She said, baby, you could slice some onions and just bring some dill pickles. That'd be good.
That's a vegetable.
That's it. That's the salad that I'm bringing, sliced onions and pickles.
Good thing that health, she's on her health journey.
Thank God for those super food, like green pills, where it helps like give you your greens and you can take like protein powder shit.
Yeah, but it's better to eat fresh vegetables.
No, it is. But I try to down it and I eat a salad and all this stuff for lunch. It's like I'm prepping.
You can make some of, you could bring salad for yourself.
Yeah.
That would not go well at Brand Peggy.
Just stare at me.
What are you doing?
The Sissy Squad also enjoyed my Aunt Darla word art in her bathroom.
I haven't looked at it. I saw you posted something about it.
It's very, it's your type of word art.
We only allow subversive word art. That's the
it
only
is subversive
kind of
word art. So like one in her bathroom, you walk in there and it says, hey, sweet cheeks. And someone wrote on a comment, sweet cheeks. That's what they called poodle in college.
That's true. The cheeks were sweet. The lips were never kind.
The lips were never, never kind.
Lips of betrayal.
The betrayal. All right.
So, a couple announcements. You guys, we
Hello,
are...
Hello, Deck Ned!
I was going to set that up in a way that says we are... We're venturing into uncharted territory and uncharted seas.
Well, I want to say it before they fast forward it, because some people hate our announcements and they just probably go, we probably say announcements and they go 30 seconds.
Our announcements, you hate me a little bit. That comes personal. We try to make this fun. God. Anyway. So Below Deck Med, we are starting. We're setting sail. How many sailing metaphors can I find out?
We're like you said, in uncharted
waters. Uncharted waters.
We're raising the anchor and lowering the buoys.
And lowering the bar.
We're shivering our timbers and plundering some booty.
Oh, plunder my booty.
Plunder
That's pirate.
My booty.
That's not really yachting.
I'm totally into pirate sex.
Me too. I think I'd really be into it.
Oh, so.
I've never had it, obviously.
If I was alone with my boyfriend and no one was there and we went to the Pirates of the Caribbean, I would try to suck his dick. Because you know people have done dirty stuff on Disney rides.
The movie? You mean
no,
the
ride.
Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
The ride, okay. Yeah.
I've never felt like I was aroused during that ride.
Not really. Maybe, you know what? Let's back that up. Gary, can you edit that out?
Especially when there are children around.
Gary, alone. I wouldn't do it around kids.
It's still weird. We're into a weird
come
area.
Come at me if you did some
I'm
dirty shit on a Disney ride, because I know some of you did.
I'm sure people have, but I'm just saying there are children around who can see you.
But high school kids? Think about what you would have done in high school. If you went to Disneyland, picture it. You went to Disneyland.
I would have been terrified to touch someone's dick.
You went to Disneyland in high school with a really hot guy, and you were sitting by him on the Pirates of the Caribbean in dark. It's cool. It's dark. You're in the back of the boat.
I would have probably thrown myself overboard as to not touch him.
Because you would have wanted to?
Yes. Think about you. You would do the same thing.
I would have been too scared, but I'm telling
you.
Someone has gotten finger banged on a log ride. I know it.
No, I believe it. I'm just saying there's nothing arousing about. I could think about the idea of pirate role play.
No, there's nothing. No, I'm talking about two separate. There's nothing arousing about that ride. I'm just saying when you're in high school, y'all have to fuck around where parents can't see.
Okay, that we got here in a weird way, but I can kind of get behind that.
Gary, this whole last 2 minutes, take it out.
Yeah,
editor,
definitely.
Editor.
What else
is going on, Poodle?
So Below Deck, you guys, that's the new season airs, season 5, I believe, of Below Deck with Captain Sandy and Malia airs the
29th. 29th.
Comes on Discovery Plus on the 23rd.
Not Discovery Plus, Paramount Plus.
Oh, thank you.
Boy, we're going to fuck that up often.
Yep, we are.
How many pluses do we need? God damn, just get cable again. Just get cable. It's the same thing at this point.
Also, you guys, and also in our Facebook group, the Sissy Squad, join. Y'all, we have fun in there.
We really
do.
Our
charity this month is the Allie Forney Center. And also, all the merch that we make, sorry, all the money we make off of merch also goes to our charity.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that reminds me. I've done them. I got to do the one for last month still.
Oh, yeah. See what?
Yeah, well, I got to send money to them.
So check out the Allie Forney Center dealing with LGBTQ plus individuals who are dealing with homelessness.
Yes.
And so a couple of Patreon notes and Reality Gays XXX Extra. Smothered is still kicking on down. Insemination theater that we put forth is still more like a really disturbing milestone. There were people who were repelled.
I kind of hope we have another one for another show.
No.
I enjoyed it.
And we finished Extreme Sisters, and we're now moving on to the complete and utter cringiness of me, you, and my ex.
And my ex.
Airing on Sunday nights. keep your Tums and Maylocks handy. It's going to be cringe.
It's going to be cringe. I want to remind everybody, if you're not on our Instagram, get on it. Our second episode of 90 Day Foodie Call.
Oh, it's coming out soon.
It's dropped. So be sure to check that out. And on our Instagram, it's in our stories.
Tania and Sinjin.
Yep.
Tanya. Ugh, I can't say her name.
It feels
wrong.
It does.
Also, y'all, at the $5 level on our Reality Gays, XX Extra is too hot to handle.
Too hot to handle.
It's back, y'all.
The theme song has us rapping.
I'm excited for it. I'm ready for a nice change of pace. I just want to see a bunch of hot shirtless people.
I've seen the cast. They're appropriately steamy.
Appropriately.
And with Lana's voice.
Yes.
Which looks like a fucking Renews It air freshener.
Yes. Y'all, by the way, you can check it out, but opinions, we talked about potential how, you know, there's not a lot of time for us right now because we're doing a lot of shows. We talked about doing 90 Day Diaries. I don't know if we are because a lot of you said,
the consensus
please
has
don't
been...
make me watch this garbage.
The consensus has been, the first episode was like three of the people we don't really want to see.
So
it may get better. We may do an update, but
if there was nothing airing, we would of course do it. So let us, if there's something in Diaries that y'all are like, y'all, this was so good, you have to watch this part and talk about it, come at us and let us know.
Yeah.
And then we'll either talk about it on this show or on something else. So.
But yeah, it's like Dean and his wife giving birth. Yeah.
I don't want to see Dean.
Not a fan of Courtney.
I'm excited about
Courtney. I would watch. But the first episode is like Tom and his Darcy clone.
Yeah.
He's found.
But let us know. That's up. Yeah. Just let us know. Speaking of letting us know, Poodle, we have a decision on our Bicurious.
Yes, it's official. Bicurious, drum roll, please. That's no drum roll sounds that way, but okay. We're doing Too Large. Too Large has spoken on Discovery Plus, and that is the episode with Corey.
Self-described
Thick Batch.
So we're going to be doing that. So,
and that will probably come out next week.
Sometime this month. I don't know.
Well, no, y'all, there's not many days left in the month, so it's going to be next week.
You're about to get ramrodded with content from us because everything's coming back.
Yeah, whether we wanted it to or not, everything is coming back.
At the same time.
July, same time.
Same time.
July is going to be a huge month for Reality Gays, y'all.
It is.
Lots of content. We can't wait to say everything. Darcy and Stacey is coming
back.
Hope
my dad doesn't try to mow the lawn again while I'm sitting in here doing a podcast for 2 hours. But, you know, if my dad has a sunstroke, then it's worth it for Poodle. There we are.
Sunstroke. He better not. Why would he get out there in 94 degree heat?
I don't know. He tried to today. It's Father's Day. I want to mow the lawn.
Didn't you just mow the lawn?
Yeah, but he likes to mow it every 3 because Emmy's small and he doesn't want her to get burrs. So
three
he said,
days?
"I mow." He said, "I mow the backyard every 3 days and the front once a week."
That's and I went, nuts.
I mean, this man, boy, somebody just died.
That's y'all, different people moving in upstairs. Poodle, but you heard that, right?
I did hear Poodle's okay. neighbor is moving in, and it's going to be an issue, y'all, for a little bit. Because
I think she's it's had a Russian circus troupe.
She's had 2 months of nobody and blissful silence, and now he's so concerned.
I'm gonna go make her some baked goods and
you better
take them to her.
You better.
You know, she may be the loud one.
Yeah. yeah.
So check out that by Curious coming at you soon for everybody on the Patreon. That's at the $5 level, and everybody else gets it as well. The Patreon. I think that is it for the announcements.
That's it, y'all.
That's it. And we are.
Let's get Anna
with Andre and Lib.
Andre and Lib.
We can buy socks when we get there.
Andre, it's gonna be cold, Andre. That's your problem, Andre, is that you always want to buy things later.
Yeah, who cares? Just
the
inanity of their conversations really bug me.
Family
reunion during COVID. Andre, why not?
Why not? Andre went and picked up the
huge RV
because he's the only one that has a commercial driver's license. So
I guess because it's that big, you need a commercial driver's license.
Probably it is that big. I mean, all this right. is like a fucking tour bus. So he's the only one that can drive. And so he goes to guitar and Libby's like, "Hey, by the way, Becky and I talked and we forgave and forgot about everything." And
everything's going to go really well.
I watched that conversation. There was no forgiving. There was just y'all airing grievances and then staring at each other. And then you're like, "I got to go to Pilates." And you left.
In a kitchen with lots of unnecessary fruit.
Yes.
That no one's ever going to eat.
Yeah, it's true. I'm terrible at eating fruit. I try.
The Snowden's kitchen where it had so much fruit in it.
So much fruit. So.
By the way, y'all, if you think Charlie is going to go in the RV and his wife. Nope. They're flying.
Andre says, "It's so good that the drunk bum Charlie is motherfucker not going to be there. Motherfucker, he's going to be flying with his family drunk bum."
Well, I will say. They have no problem letting their kids go in the RV and having the rest of the family babysit their fucking kids.
Wait, their kids are in the RV?
Yes. Yes. And it could have been that their kid wanted to go with their cousins.
Maybe they were doing a special OnlyFans shoot and they needed the kids out of the house.
But I was kind of like, wow. That, first of all, I just can't imagine my mother and father deciding to fly somewhere. But I think I have a different mother and father than
if you were a parent, you would 100% fly somewhere and leave your kid with me to take care of on an RV.
If I were, yes, I was talking about my parents.
Yeah, I know. But you would 100% do it.
Well, I wouldn't have a child. Unless it was a surprise. Surprise a baby!
Surprise a baby. Or unless he was that rich that you would put up with a child. Y'all, if Poodle's with a guy and he has a kid, that means that man is fucking loaded.
That
and
is
has
true.
And has a huge dick. He's everything Poodle wants.
If I have a stepchild, that I am happier. I'm the happiest I've ever been. And the child, which would seem like a drawback, hopefully they're old enough so that they can come home on holidays. And I'll be mildly pleasant.
Mildly.
mildly. Don't call me dad.
So they get in the RV. They're on their way there. I laugh so hard because they forgot to close the fridge. Y'all, when you're in RVs, everything is snapped down.
It's got a latch. Yeah.
They he turns a quarter, and this is I have to say, this is a hashtag poodle Maddie move. If we ever took a road trip, we would totally do it. Everything instead, they just sat there in silence, where Poodle and I would flail and scream like harpies.
Lots of screaming.
Lots of screaming.
Everything spilled out, all the drinks. They do have, you have a little latch, and one of them or both of them didn't do it. I don't know why I thought about this before, but I've thought about it before, but they curse so much around their child.
They really do.
It's going to be, as soon as Ellie learns how to talk, it's going to be like a Richard Pryor album coming out of her mouth.
It's true. It's true.
An Andrew Dice Clay routine.
Motherfucker. Oh,
fucking give me my fucking pacifier.
What? Just teach to draw my motherfucking silhouette, okay? I'm fucking sitting here and I'm hot.
So they're there at Jen's house. Everyone's there and they hit a sign. I'm like, it's so not a big deal. It's just a keep off.
It's not
the
a big
line,
deal. But Jen, this is like, oh my God.
Andre.
Doesn't Jen always look like she's sucking a lemon drop?
Always. The whole family does.
This is sour. This is sour.
I've said this before. And I will continue to say it about the podcast. They're the worst of America. If I had to spend time,
gross.
I would need a lot of Xanax to spend time
yes.
in the RV.
Yes.
Uh-huh. If I was like an au pair for the children. First of all, I would never be an au pair.
No. He would be a no pair. that's what he... So Becky already is like, she's saying, what? Where are we putting our luggage, Andre? Or
this
Andre.
Is such an unnecessary
and he's like,
fight.
What are you talking about? There's no undercarriage.
Luggage.
There's no undercarriage.
It is full. It's full.
Where am I going to put my Louis Vuitton and then my husband Samsonite?
Because she has LV and her
she has LV.
Samsonite.
He has fucking Samsonite. And Andre just keeps saying, we said no complaining. And y'all, I mean, Poodle uses that word transactional. Andre is just, and he fully admits it, I just want to do this trip and have a good time with Chuck.
I will say, they are going at him pretty hard, and he's refusing to take the bait.
It's pretty hilarious to me, though, that Andre is not even like, this will be good to have family time and be with my family. And
nope.
He's like,
buttering up Chuck.
He's like, I need to talk to Chuck.
Chuck, because I need to make money.
It really is.
He will give me my $100,000 loan.
Andre's not a good. We keep talking about Muhammad right now because we're doing classic, y'all, with Danielle, Muhammad, and how we talk about how Muhammad's the worst con man ever. Andre's not great.
We're also, thank you to those who enjoyed our Danielle to Muhammad texts. Yeah. I got a cameo this morning asking me for an entire cameo full of texts from Danielle to Muhammad.
Y'all, Muhammad said, I keep
she
getting texts from Danielle.
Texts.
And then I asked Poodle, I said, Poodle, what kind of text does Danielle text Muhammad during the day?
Muhammad, Kylie just told me something. Why do you drive on a parkway, but you park on a driveway? Isn't that funny? Emoji.
Muhammad, Lowe's is having their garden sale. Should I get some poinsettias, Muhammad? Should I prepare?
Muhammad, enjoying Miami? That's it.
That's it. Muhammad, can you get me a snow cone? Could you bring it back?
Bob, do you ever wonder why I don't like mustard? I don't know why, because I like mustard flavored things.
And it would just continue, you know, mustard, the yellow one.
Do they have that in Tunisia?
Do they have mustard in Miami, Muhammad?
Anyway,
y'all, so we went on for a long time.
I have to do this as a cameo for someone. I'm sure I'll come up with some good Danielle texts.
We'll see. We'll see. You need a
complete and utter just like nonsensical shit.
Why don't you and I both have Danielle wigs at this point?
We really should.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to buy a wig that's sad.
Dueling Danielles.
Anyway, you guys, this RV is rocking, just don't knock. Just go
just
away.
Don't, this just is, don't this is terrible. Knock. So there, Becky's like, oh my God, this RV, I'm claustrophobic. This is so small.
There are windows everywhere.
I didn't anticipate this lack of space. And Andre is like, I'm doing this for Chuck. And he's like, it's going to be a good trip. And then literally pause, cut to something falls from the ceiling. Y'all, Chuck rented the jankiest RV. This RV is at least 15 years old.
Chuck is sitting in the passenger seat going, yeah, I'm having a time of life. I'm just getting chauffeured on an RV.
You know why? Because they're driving down the highway and finally going their way.
Don't turn back because I'm going to hit a foe. Don't drive on the grass side. Hear that, Nepster's neighbor? That's what you're going to get. Three squares of that.
That's what you're going to get, Gladys. Let's call her Gladys. That's what you're going to get, Gladys.
Keep moving shit around. You're going to get
lots. Is she younger or older? You saw her, right?
I can't tell. I saw her through my gauzy curtains.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so... they're driving, and
he's like, I'm getting chauffeured. I've got to go see my family.
And then Becky and Jen start in. Jen starts in, or is it Becky? Who knows? Thing one, thing two.
They're talking about and Andre so non-subtly. He's like, so Chuck, so you're flipping this house, and you're trying to get for this, and how much you're paying this? How much money are you going to make, Chuck? Blah blah blah. Trying to flatter him. He's like, well, we're getting this from the thing, and like Becky pops her head. Like. Excuse me.
She is hiding behind the corner.
Skeksy style.
Like a Muppet cartoon. She just goes, yeah. She's like, wait a second.
And Chuck has already said, I don't want to talk about this because some people may overhear us. I know. That means
how I feel. This means you guys are talking about properties. Then you admitted. You said it would be a problem if we overheard, and Andre has a nice dick that I'm never going to get.
So I'm going to prove you right. And so
I'm
going
to prove you right. Andre, I don't want you to hake fuck me at all.
So they are...
Choke me, Andre. Choke me good.
They miss a turn, and he's saying, you're making me miss a turn.
Libby says, oh my God, you made my husband distracted. And he's trying to drive the RV and you are distracting him. How could you do this to him?
Yeah. That's a really good Libby you do.
Thank you.
So Andre and the sisters are all kind of Libby too. So Andre's like, Rebecca, we need to talk outside. So and Becky refuses to get out because she knows she had to actually confront him.
Yeah, she said he should have concentrated on the road instead of trying to weasel properties out of my daddy.
It does.
By the way, Andre, can you be my daddy, Andre?
Please, Andre. It does feel really aggro. So I'm sure she doesn't want to go out there. Also, she's much more happy.
Go ahead. Sorry.
They're much more happy making little tiny comments that are like slightly cutting than actually sitting down and having an argument about something.
But Becky's also worrying. If I go out, she's thinking in her head, if I go out there and it's just me and Andre, I might do butt stuff with him. Y'all, she wants to fuck Andre. I'm calling it now. I think they both want Andre to choke fuck them.
I could see it.
I definitely
want him to do that to me. Oh, so.
I think that is kind of because look at Andre and then look at their husbands. Mm-hmm. Like they're fine. Actually, Jen has a cutish husband, but he's not Andre.
You're mixing them up again. The husband who went with them was Becky's husband.
Yes, whatever.
Jen's husband we never see. She has one.
Maybe he's hot. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't think he is. I think.
But y'all, that's just Andre. Like, one of the consensus we have from all of our sissies. If you were someone who says, I'm not attracted to Andre at all, and you're not a lesbian or a straight man. Yeah,
there are some people who aren't into him.
Because I feel like all of our sissies are just like...
Some of them, but there's some people who aren't into it. They don't like the way he talks.
But he just hits. He hits this like primal instinct where you just want to like...
uncomfortable.
Oh.
I agree with you. He does it for me, but I understand why he doesn't do it for all the people.
We need to move
Alexi
on.
Alexi doesn't do it for me at all. There's something about him that doesn't
Lauren and Alexi?
Mm-mm. I can kind of
appreciate
him. You
are so full of shit.
No, he doesn't really
you
do
have
a lot
talked
for me.
About when we first met him, you talked about how large his dick was.
So, but I'm saying
okay.
He doesn't do it for me.
Close your eyes.
No, I don't want to do this.
Okay, so close your eyes. You're in Miami. You're visiting a restaurant. Lauren goes to the bathroom. She's gone. You're sitting by them at a table, and Alexi looks at you and he's like, hey, man. And he starts talking and he says, hey, you want to bum a cigarette? And it's a breezy night. The breeze is blowing.
Yes,
and then
would totally blow him. I would totally blow him. Thank you.
But
I'm going to say I'm not that into him. I will say that. There's a big difference between men I would blow because there's a lot of those.
I think also why you're more interested in Andre than Alexi is that I think Alexi probably is pretty good, y'all, but Andre is amazing in bed. And you know it.
Yep.
You can.
Oh, I know it. I know it.
But I hope, I pray, if she doesn't hate us, we like Lauren a lot. We love Lauren, but we don't pull punches on anyone, y'all.
I was super shitty to her in her first
season. But if they don't hate us already, and for some reason we meet them one day, I can't wait for you to meet Alexi.
No,
and
I'm then sure to see I'll have you, a lot of fun with them.
And to see you walk off and turn away with your eyes open and your ass giggling, and I'm going to look you straight in the eye and say, I told you
I'm
so.
I'm just saying I'm not, that's just not like, yes, if he was the only guy, I would choose him. I would say he's probably like second or third for me.
Did you get fucked last night?
No. Why?
Did you take your CBD?
No, I'm fine.
You're extra calm today about... Anyway, that's all I have about them.
So it's okay for me to be extra calm.
I guess. That's all
Let's
I have.
Let's move on to Angela.
Angela.
And we just need to say this right now.
Wait, we should take a commercial before we get into
Angela.
Oh,
you're right. Let's dip.
We're going to jump into Angela right when we get back from the break.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They looked like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Michael. Here we are.
Okay.
Angela and Michael, y'all. Ooh, so, this was hard to watch.
This is, for me, definitely the most disturbing Angela and Michael segment. Maybe a couple of when they were in Nigeria last time after that meeting with the the expats. Remember that when that was rough. That was really rough.
Yeah.
This is kind of the worst of it for me. And it was bad mostly because of things she was calling him. So we would like to, as a reality gaze message, we'd like to send this to Michael. Find someone else.
Yeah, Michael.
If you, you know, find someone in Nigeria, and if you, or in America. Or
you're cute. You can find someone in America or whatever.
Or anyone. Anyone.
But yeah.
Find someone else. You're never going to be happy with that Angela. Because if you're not, if you are not with her, and if you're away from one another, she's going to be thinking you're doing something else because she's so ridiculously insecure.
Yeah, it's all, this is all, we've said this before.
She's going to think you're cheating.
This is self-sabotage.
Totally.
100%. I mean, now granted, we're not, this is the edit we're seeing. Maybe Michael is, maybe Michael, I don't think that it's been, if it's true what Angela's saying, the fact that Michael has kind of ghosted her and while she's had the surgery and not taken care of her and checked in on her when he can't be there, that is shitty. That is really shitty.
But I agree.
It doesn't constitute this way of being able to use this just horribly mean, abusive language to him it doesn't quantify that.
It's kind of exactly what I was saying is if someone talks to you like this, regardless of how quote unquote reality TV we are. And a lot of times you guys, Angela is classic reality TV trope of just the way she knows how to do this.
Well, she was on, think about it. She was on Jerry Springer.
She knows
like,
how to intro a story. She knows how to button a story reality wise. That's why they keep hiring her.
Because we see housewives talk to scream at each other all the time like this. But it's a different dynamic because it's two women that aren't in a relationship together.
Right.
And, you know, some sissies have said, which is true, like, what if the sex roles were reversed in this?
Right. What if, what if Angela was a man and talking to a Nigerian woman
that
way? Which would be, we have to admit, it's very different.
It's very different. It's
for me, it feels very different. And so I'm okay with admitting that for myself.
But it's like, it's kind of on our end calling our own bullshit. And
right.
It
feels different to me.
When someone said that, I went, oh yeah. So it's just acknowledging our own kind of whatever. I don't even know that. Well addressed enough. But it's, so it brings up, I'm glad that this storyline brings up those kind of social discourses that I forget I don't see, but goodness, it's what we're seeing, you know, with Angela is, sadly, I don't think Angela would have to have years and years and years of therapy to change this. I don't think it's gonna, she's an addict. She's an addict personality. She's got literally, she has abscesses in her mouth from smoking, which is hard to do. But you know what I mean? It's just, she's not going to change until she has to change.
Can I say one thing? And that the fact that Angela, in the time of mask wearing, the ironic thing is that Angela's not wearing a mask for COVID, but because to hide out of vanity for her abscess.
Yeah, I don't think getting COVID, I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm an American.
But I also want to say that I'd also like to theorize, yes, Angela is a very hurt and she's filled with rage and everything is a kind of a vile person. There is a part of her that is a showman. And we're seeing the Angela show.
I think I think her thinking is it's kind of like with technology when she goes, and I'll talk about that in a minute, like when she goes and doesn't really understand technology. I think her thinking is probably, we have to think about as 10 years ago, we would have all devoured this on TV and thought this was such great reality TV because that's where we were as a culture.
It hasn't aged as well.
And I think Angela, her mind, this isn't an excuse
at
all.
She's a relic of reality TV.
But she was doing reality TV. And so she thinks this is what I need to do. This is who I need to be. and it doesn't work anymore.
Things are different in 2021.
Gross.
I agree.
We don't want to watch it. People can have fights and act shitty and do those kind of, but this is just it's just gross and it's bullying and it's and it's you know, thank God for Michael. Thank God that Michael is different, you know, is in a place. Thank God he's not a woman in Nigerian culture. Thank God he is a man who works, who makes his own money, who has autonomy, who can have kind of build his life and not is not solely having Angela as like a
as
hopefully a gateway to another better life or whatever.
It is different because he could live in Nigeria. He wants to come to the U.S. That's his dream. However, he is not like, think of someone like Zanny Granny.
Stanny from Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids.
Where, what's her name? Ryan.
Ryan.
His family was completely and utterly dependent on him. Which is a different type of abuse.
And on her giving money to him and stuff like that. So, and I know Angela's helped him financially, but Michael can make
any money.
Michael has family. He can make his. I'm so grateful for that. And I hope Michael sees, like, you know, maybe I just need to do my own thing and just cut cords and live a happier life.
Right.
That's what we hope for Michael.
And the other, and I'm not saying I believe this because I believe some answer is somewhere in the middle, is that all of this is Sound and Fury. And they're actually getting along.
Yeah, maybe you never know what is being done for the cameras and what is not.
And I'm not trying to say this is an all fake kind of thing. But this, yes, even though it was awful, it felt a little embellished to me, especially the calls after when she was hanging up on him back at her house.
Yeah.
It kept going and going. And I was kind of like, real people don't talk to one another like this in this type of with metaphors and allusions that
did you wonder why is Michael calling back?
Like, exactly.
Why is he calling back and being talked to? But there are people that go back and back
abusive
relationships.
So. It felt, and I'm not saying producers had a way to saying we want you to do this. I'm saying it felt like a produced line for my consumption.
Yeah.
A little
again,
bit.
Yeah, I really think it's reality show 10 years ago.
That's a really good way to put it.
Yeah.
Squirrel finding a nut.
Squirrel finding a nut. So anyway, let us know your opinions on this. Obviously, we can talk about kind of the plot points of this, but
I honestly don't like talking about them. So you can come at him.
Yeah, come at Poodle, not me.
No, that's what I just said.
All right, not me, whatever, vice versa. Let us know.
I just wonder how much of this is actually there. I don't think there's a lot to talk about it. I don't think there's a lot to talk about.
I do think because this is happening, Mitzen, I promise you, Angela and Michael will not break up. They will get back together.
Totally. But
they're going to get back together.
Every season, you guys, that's the cycle.
This is a cycle.
We are put through, and guess what? Where we are, we're right in the middle of the season. They're always in a shitty place. And every season, they make up. She cries. He most of the time apologizes to her and says it was his fault.
I just think it's odd, too, that it's also focused on Angela, and yet we don't – they have – camera crews in Nigeria, or maybe they didn't because they filmed this a lot during COVID, but it's where
they have done a little bit with him,
not a lot.
I feel like his storyline is even less interesting.
Yeah,
because it's basically his relatives talking to him about wanting a baby.
Yeah.
And he says, I don't know, Angela's being not good to me right now. And she said, and they say, you're the man, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You don't have to take it. That's the beat.
Well,
and they've done that every single episode that involves him yet.
We understand if y'all skip this episode or skip them.
Skip her part.
Which is why we're going to talk about this now. Y'all, Angela goes to this place called One Stop. It's like One Stop Technology. And this is where I related to this poor man. I didn't
Claudio.
Get
is that a thing? Claudio. Oh,
what a beautiful name. Y'all, and I have learned this with my father. I've come to the realization. Not all, But a lot of old people think technology is magic.
They do.
My father thinks it's like he doesn't understand it. And yeah. then he'll say, well, Matt, TV's not working. Can you just call them or switch the remote? Use this. I like this remote. Can we use this remote with the TV? I'm like, no, Dad, this remote goes with that one. Well, why can't you just use that remote? It's like, can you just do a spell and then it all goes together and then it'll work on everything? It's technology. It's
my mother when she went looking for an answering machine. We used to use those that had you could do this and this and this and this. And she was absolutely just in shock when she could not find one that did exactly her specifications. And then she tried to get someone fired when they smart mouthed her.
They smart mouthed her. Good luck, Mother Good Poodle, finding the perfect answering
machine.
Good luck
machine. In your search for the perfect phone. And my mother turned around and said, I need to see your manager. Full on Karen. Now,
yeah.
granted, that person should have never said that. Because customer is always right.
Yeah, what would you have done if they said that?
If someone said that to me, mm-hmm. I'm nicer to customer service people than my mother. So
that's true.
I think I would have, if they said that to me, I was like, yeah, right. I have high standards. I think I would have just made, if they had, I also have a different version of what I think customer service is than my mother. Because my mother thinks that she's the Queen of England and they should lay down their cape and she should be able to walk
she
on
does
them.
Come from that generation. Well, I'm paying for it.
It is that.
It
my
is
money
that.
Is going to pay your salary. It's very Angela.
No. Yeah.
So I only want to mention one thing from earlier in the episode when they were making smoothies. And instead of putting grapes, y'all – the daughter suggests putting grape jelly in, and I'm like, she's like, this is, you might have something here.
Sexy meemaw. Sexy meemaw.
Because it's all high fructose corn syrup.
Thank you. I forgot all about this section, and Skyla
yeah,
came over and everything.
To
I
the
totally
end
forgot.
Of it.
Sorry, I totally forgot.
But they're making smoothies with the kids, and I will say, the crew is smart to include this because the best of Angela is
they're
when
trying
she's around
to,
her grandchildren.
Yeah, they're trying to humanize. And I think there's, you know, two different Angelas. You know, I had a family or I had a friend actually who was randomly messaged me. They were hanging out with Angela in Los Angeles a couple of weeks ago. And he said several times, oh my God, she's one of the nicest people I've ever been around in my life. And I don't mean that as an excuse for her. I just mean, y'all, this shows, I think it shows how deep her hurt is and how deep her confidence. And again, not excuse, but just that is, it's like Brene Brown says, hurt people will hurt people if they choose to, but hurt people. And she's a hurt person. And so that when that rages out, I'm like, ooh. And so what I mean from that is not that that gives an excuse for someone to hurt me,
no,
but Michael.
But we should try to understand.
It's try to understand, but this is hurt coming at you. That has nothing to do with you, Michael. So check out.
And I think as well as she might be the nicest person, but sometimes people, the closest people to them, they hurt the most.
Oh, we treat the people closest to us the worst.
Yeah,
for sure.
I know. I always tell my students and clients that the worst way we speak to people are from the people who we hold closest to us. And I said, and the worst words and the worst way of speaking we save for ourselves.
That's
the worst thing.
With therapy clients, I'm like, what if instead of you saying that self-talk that you just told me, what if you talk to yourself the way you talk to a stranger? How would
exactly.
that change?
Or
it's a good
I
exercise.
Tell myself the way what how would I talk to myself say that, or how would I say that to a client instead of talking to myself in a really horrible way?
Poodle anyway. Once said, "How would I talk to myself the way I talk to a grinder hookup?" And then he called me in the shower crying.
Sup, self.
Thank you for bringing this. I'm so sorry I skipped up because Michael, again, this is where it talks about responsibility and ownership. Y'all, she said, I went to the hypnotist and I did real good about not smoking. Well, then Michael just made
me
smoke again.
Then that husband of mine made me smoke.
Y'all,
No one makes you smoke.
No one makes you smoke. No one makes you angry. Our reactions are in our control. They're never not in your control. If you disagree with that, read Man's Search for Meaning and then come at me and
Viktor
let me
Frankl.
Know. But our reactions are always in our control. And the fact that that to me is, this is, it's just very typical high anxiety, high addict behavior of, well, I had to respond to this. I had to take a drink. I had, instead of having ownership, reactivity.
Constant reactivity. Yeah.
And Skyla even comes in and tries to talk to her and says, well, maybe he's mad at you because you've been spending a bunch of money on you. And he
and not a baby.
Expects, this goes back to they never talked about. They always avoided the baby. They would talk about the baby thing, but then they never came to a final resolution about this child thing. And she always began because Angela's so was in a part of her is so scared of Michael leaving her.
Yep.
And now she feels empowered more because she's becoming sexy skinny grandma.
Doesn't matter.
She was fat. That was her, was Michael would just leave her. And so she never wanted to say to him, I'm never going to have a baby. It's never going to happen. Be with me or make another decision. She could never say that to him. And I mean, so now Skyla says he's still expecting you might put money to have a child. And maybe that's why he's acting that way.
I need to say that weight loss surgery, any of that, it's not going to change. If you're still going to be the same person a little bit.
In fact, actually, for a lot of people that have dramatic weight loss, it actually, they either can't hide behind weight, they can't use, and it actually makes those emotions more raw and more to the surface. And
so you have to deal with it. Weight loss surgery isn't going to cure your emotional attachment
one of our,
to food.
Yeah, one of our sissies, Sissy Angels, said to me, she said she's going to replace this with another addiction.
Totally. Yeah.
And she doesn't acknowledge why that is happening. So, oh boy. Anyway, so.
So we can talk about the tech guide, Claudio, who you can actually, if you're watching, you can actually see the moment when his spirit kind of gets broken.
So basically, first of all, y'all, they find out they're communicating on the WhatsApp. And basically, y'all, he just tells her, oh, yeah, you can go to your app and share your location. Which is a very easy thing. And she's like, oh, y'all, cut to. There's been like three people that have texted me all like yesterday, over the last 2 days, and like saying, my dad's friends that have my number because I'll text them updates when he's in Houston. And then they said, is your dad okay? I haven't heard from him in like a week. Y'all, apparently my dad doesn't realize this. He's been blocking all of his friends when he hangs up the phone. So there's like four people that thought he was dead because they tried to call my dad
how
for 2 weeks.
Blocking them?
He doesn't know how. He's like, well, Matt, they call me and then their name, and I go to call him and he just blocks them. I'm having to unblock all of my dad's best friends. My uncle, he blocked my uncle. My uncle couldn't call him for like, and my dad said, well, I guess your Uncle Leonard don't give a shit. He hadn't called me in a month.
Oh
my dad
God.
Blocked him. So this is the people that Angelo, is that what his name is? Claudio.
Claudio.
This is the people that Claudio is having to deal with on a day by day. And as Poodle says, Claudio should have a special place in heaven one day.
Right beside of John the Baptist.
This is, oh God, this poor man.
And so she even says to Claudio, that's not love. Tell me. And he's like, well, it doesn't really sound like, maybe
she's
it's
like,
not.
Can't we just hack his phone? Can't we just hack his phone?
He's like, well, what if, she's like, that's, he's like, I can't do that because that's not legal. She's like,
but
what if I paid you double?
Well, paid you double. Or she didn't say this because, again, I noticed this too. I just wanted her to say he might not do for the pay, but if you reached down and handed him that Popeyes bag and gave him a biscuit, he might do it for that.
True.
Y'all, Angela's doing real well eating healthy. Had a smoothie and then went to Popeyes and tried their new chicken sandwich. And you know what, y'all? It's delicious.
Oh, really? I haven't had McDonald's in so long.
Did you? Not McDonald's, Popeyes.
Oh, I've not had Popeyes sandwich. I've not had them yet.
Have you?
I know.
All, Have you also noticed the apparently the one here in Ardmore is really terrible, and that's good. I needed that. Have you also heard that Cracker Barrel came out in support of gay pride?
Yes, we talked about this but on the Facebook group, didn't we?
I know what you never responded. I didn't know if you saw it.
No, I thought the post. I did respond. You just didn't see my response.
Oh, I didn't see it. Okay.
I thought it might have been a joke because I thought it was fake. I googled if Cracker Barrel had like a rainbow rocking chairs, and it was on their Facebook group. And y'all, the comment section of that post were a ride, or was a ride.
Oh, I bet people were pissed.
And it was like they're caving to the woke left. I just want to get my
chicken fried chicken and Jesus.
First they serve wine and beer. Now they're caving into the homos. All I know is
it's as it should be, because tell me, come at me if you have been to a Cracker Barrel and there wasn't at least one gay server there.
Oh, we used to have one in Greenville always. Who had a full perm. God bless her. She's like, hey, honey, can I get you full on mustache, full Bob Ross perm. Hey, can I get you? Are those grits warm enough for you? You want another fried apples? Okay, sugar, honey, pear.
I can switch it out for some hash brown casserole if you want.
Oh, God bless. And God then they, bless that queen.
And then they talked about their wife, Linda, when you left.
Probably.
Like,
he worked there for as long as I went there, he was there.
Yes.
You would see him sashaying through the dining room, asking everybody, baby, you okay? Oh, God. Y'all, spare a prayer for your homosexual waiters in small towns.
Spare a prayer.
Spare a prayer.
They are there.
They could use it.
They
could use it.
They could. I love that. Spare a prayer.
Spare a prayer.
You
anyway,
come up with that? Good for you.
I think I did.
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe I got it from Hobby Lobby or something.
Maybe. They still hate us. We can't go there.
Don't worry.
But at least we can go to Cracker Barrel.
Because
I'm fine. But I love Michael's.
If you want crafts, just go to Michael's.
Joann's. They're lovely at Joann's.
So the next thing is there anything about that him with talking about illegal stuff? And she basically yells at him, calls him stupid, ugly. It's all terrible. It's all really abusive language. It's
and
bad.
She literally, Angela even says to Claudio, he's probably getting his dick sucked, and that's why he didn't call before. And he's just going, holy fuck, I need to move out of this town. Holy shit.
If another woman comes in here with her phone and her bra and asks me to unlock it.
And Angela even says, and this is where stuff's coming, she actually says, I'm just what your mama said. I'm that American prideful bitch. And that's what's gross, too, is that Angela is not only acknowledging this Americanism, exceptionalism. She's reveling in it. And trying to use it as a form of power over Michael. But guess what? Michael's not in this country, bitch. He's in Nigeria, where he has autonomy and he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yep.
It's really, and he, like, Michael even says, look at the way you're talking to me. Are you God? It's just self-sabotage, y'all. It's just self-sabotage.
Later on, she calls him and he says, I don't feel like you appreciate me. And she laughs and she's like, I don't think I want to be married to you. Again, this is when things went so far that I went, okay, this is,
either this is so dysfunctional or they needed, it felt like they was produced. Especially when Michael calls, because y'all, she talks about, this is a big deal. She even talks about his penis wasn't the size that he promised. And Michael still calls back after that. And I'm thinking, a Nigerian man is not going to call back after you just said his dick was small.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to make excuses for her, but I'm telling you, y'all, this is stretchy.
It's not excuse.
Drama.
I don't think it's excuse. I hope producer of TLC listens that we don't want this type of drama stretched really anymore. And so
they don't listen to us.
They don't. And so
they have their own podcast.
I think it's doing well. Godspeed.
Everyone's told us it's horrible.
It's apparently not good.
Well, they can't talk shit about them. So, of course, what's the point?
Can you imagine them trying to talk positively about this?
No. You will never get me on a podcast, or if they hire me and say, you have to talk, not say a nasty word about anybody. Can you imagine me doing that?
Well, I don't care if we like people. We love Molly. We've talked about Molly, and she still messages. We've talked about, we love Veronica from Veronica and Tim. Yeah. If she was never on a date, we would talk. It's not that we, again, it's we're all lonely hearts. We've been in these positions, and so we're not. Although this Angela and Michael thing's a whole, thankfully, I've never been in this type of situation.
This but is a certain level. Yeah.
She says on the phone, she's like, this relationship is over. I'm setting you free.
I don't believe it.
And she says, and she even says, I've married him. I've tried to have babies with him. She has not tried to have babies with him. She has not at all. You didn't try at all. And at the end, and I think this is really kind of, she says, you know what? I'll do whatever I want because I'm in the land of the free. And this brings up.
Yuck.
And I'm just going to call this, I think this is internalized Americanism. Also, too, y'all, I am in an interracial relationship. Now, I'm not with somebody who's from Nigeria, obviously. But you've got to, like, when you're in a relationship and you love with someone, you've got to, especially for Angela, I don't think she doesn't see Michael as an equal. I also think she's othering him, probably. And probably she doesn't realize, and I see it now that I'm back in Oklahoma, how people, people will other people of other races, and they think they're including them. It's like the other day I had a family friend who, like, we had a yard person come out who was Latinx, and they said, like, oh, it might be hard for him to understand you. So when he came out, I was expecting I would just have to speak with somebody who didn't speak English, and that was fine with that. I live in Los Angeles, whatever. I came out, he spoke perfect, like it wasn't, and it made me so sad because this is what happens, y'all, when you don't travel, when you don't immerse yourself with diverse people, is that you other people, and she's othering Michael, and she's not seeing him for who he really is.
Life is tribalism.
And she doesn't even, not an excuse at all. She doesn't even know she's doing it. I hope she watches this and sees that she is considering him a second-class citizen and not in the same equal. And so how can you have a relationship with somebody like that?
I don't think it's possible for her to have that perspective. Maybe in a couple of years when she's had some distance to it. But
you have to move out of Georgia, Hazelhurst.
I think this is all about being a little, for her, I think this is all about kind of being the villain right now of this episode.
And I will say,
which
Angela,
she's happy to play.
Angela is fine being the villain. Boy, I hope it's, I'm not looking, you know, I'm not, parts of me are, but it makes me not look forward to the tell-all. I hope the tell-all is just not her.
She's going to be down everybody's throats.
Just screaming at everyone. And
I'm real scared for Julia. that's the Woo! One I'm scared for the most. I'm Woo! Scared for Julia.
Although I don't mind if Angela and Mama Butter go at each other. I'm fine for that.
I'm trying to think about in what way. Weirdly, what Angela does in the tell-all is she tends to defend the people who are people, or she defends the underdog. She defends the people. She likes to do that. So it's interesting.
It is interesting.
So, like, because in the past,
in the past,
Angela has defended such luminaries as Jesse.
Yeah.
So she does that just to be contrary, you guys.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. She doesn't
she wants
mind
screen
playing
time,
the
man.
Villain. Yeah. And that's the most important thing. But all that being said, this is, if you are with someone who talks to you like this, just
get out.
Get out. Anyone who would use these words to you, regardless on television or anything, get out. It's not
get
worth
out.
Your time. They don't value you. Should we talk about someone even speaking more of, uplifting?
Speaking of Mike and Natalie, let's do it, y'all. Wow.
I wrote down rat. because when I was saying, is that a guinea pig cage? What is in that cage? Now we know They have a rat.
They have a rat. And y'all, they have a rat because they went to a feed store.
A feed store, which we have, those Blue Bonnet Feed. What's the name of that of the feed store in Squim, I wonder?
You know what? I'm actually going to look this up. We never do this. What do you think it's called?
Thank you for shifting it to me. Thank you for yes-anding me. the feed store. You asshole. The feed store in Squim, Sequim, Washington. Is called Mersey Doats.
You know what?
Mersey Doats. And feed store and poison supply store.
Close. It's called Sunny Farms Feed Store.
Close. I like Mersey Doats.
I like Mersey Doats too. So they go to this feed store to look for puppies.
Yeah.
But y'all, there's no puppies to be had. or there are, because Natalie sees that they have rats, and a woman come in and said, yeah, I'm here to get some rats to feed to my snake.
She's like, oh no, they will not feed to the snake. So she freaks out.
Y'all, I'm all about people being vegetarian or vegan. But animals eat animals. That's just nature.
I would say this. I would never have a pet snake. Number two, if I did have a pet snake, I would not have one, but I could not feed a live animal to another animal. It is, I know it's a reality. I could not do that.
I know it does
happen in the wild, but it doesn't mean that I have to enact it. That's what I would say.
Yes. And Natalie says, oh, look. So this rat's running. What's the rat's name again? I don't
Lucky.
Remember. Lucky.
Because she. The rat has been saved by Natalie because she was going to be fed to the snake.
And Natalie says, oh, she's real smart and she's clean. And
trainable. She's trainable.
Teach her tricks.
I don't think anyone's ever taught a rat tricks.
No, I actually think someone is a rat trainer, probably like from movies in Los Angeles. Yeah. And I'm sure when they make a live action version of a Ratatouille, there's going to be a very famous rat. But right now, I don't think so.
Maybe we're wrong.
Maybe.
There's something about having a rat crawling all over me that would just give me the fucking willies. It would just never happen.
Oh, I couldn't do it.
For some reason, we had gerbils, and I could handle a gerbil or a hamster. But there's something about a rat, even mice with their big old ears.
Princess Sharptooth bit the shit out of me.
Who?
My friend had a gerbil named Princess. My friend had a gerbil named Princess Sharptooth, and I went to suck in my hand in there to pet it. It just went like a snake, just bit me.
Oh, but they bite a little bit, but they don't ever bring
blood. It drew blood. I'm not having a guinea pig.
Princess
Sharptooth. That was his name.
It was in the name. You should have known.
They didn't tell me the name until after I tried to pet the thing. It wasn't very fair.
Maybe you were aggressive with your big Lenny from a Mice and Men hands. Come here. I want to pet the rabbits.
We never had any guinea pigs, too, because the rumor was that the Mathis brothers were gay, who ran Mathis Brothers Furniture, and they would freeze guinea pigs and stick guinea pigs up their butt because somebody would say they would come back to life and move in there. That's the dumbest rumor. Come at me with stupid rumors that you believed as a child.
That's like a relative of the Richard Gere gerbil story.
I think they just here in Oklahoma, we didn't know who Richard Gere was, so we said it was about the Mathis brothers furniture. There's one in California now. It's Poodle, and I've gotten furniture there. It's very cheap.
So those and were the young local celebrities.
And they're like 30-year-old Mathis brother. He's very cute. His name's
Chip.
So there
are actual Mathis brothers?
Oh, yeah, Mathis brothers. Yeah, they're like in their 60s now. We used to see him, but we don't get Oklahoma City news stations anymore down here. So, I don't know why.
So, I have a theory. So
Sparklight Cable doesn't have it. I've tried, but Sparklight doesn't have it.
You surmise that they froze guinea pigs.
That's what we heard. They froze the guinea pigs, and they'd stick them up their butt, and when they would defrost, it'd feel good. now that I've had butt sex, I'm like, I don't want a guinea pig my ass.
It does seem like a lot of unnecessary steps. Instead of just having a dick up your ass.
If you want a cold dick up your ass, put your dildo in the freezer. I'm sure you can make a dildo of ice.
I'm going to say this right now. Yeah. Putting an animal in your butt
is horrible.
Very complicated.
It's very complicated.
And I don't stand for it. No. I am anti-putting animals in my butt.
If we are one thing on this show, we are anti-animals in your asshole. That is one thing we are.
It's good to come out and make a stand.
It's good to make a stand. Anyway, so yeah, we...
Wow. The Mathis Brothers. Every time I learn something more, I just don't think it. Everything. The more layers of this onion are peeled back.
I love the Mathis Brothers store. It's huge. It's right by the Christmas store that's open all year. You got the best Twinkle Lodge ever. Christmas City. It's right there in Oklahoma City. Oh, I love the Christmas store.
I've often theorized that the people who work at those all year Christmas stores are actually deranged. Because you would have to be
Someone make that sitcom.
No one would want to watch it. No.
I would love it.
If you're a Christmas store employee,
let us know.
You've got something in your past. I am certain of it.
It's like that romantic comedy where it's a Christmas comedy, but it's Khaleesi,
Emily. Is it?
Her and the guy from Crazy Rich Asians, the hot guy.
Her Amelia. No, it's Amelia.
Amelia Banks.
Harry.
Clark. Amelia Clark.
Amelia Clark.
Yes, Henry Golding. Ooh.
Yeah, he's hot.
Anyway, it's a Christmas movie. It's a romantic comedy where she falls in love with this guy, but then, spoiler alert, you find out at the end that he's actually dead and Amelia had a heart transplant and she has his heart and she's been seeing him the whole time. It's not a good film.
You ruined this movie for everyone.
It's not a good Christmas movie.
You said it 2 seconds later.
It wasn't good.
You Kaiser Sose'd that movie for everyone.
I watched it this Christmas when I was stuck in Oklahoma and I just wanted some joy because December was rough. Didn't give me any.
I feel like a romantic comedy should not be a movie where you need a big twist at the end.
And who wrote it? What's her name wrote it? Oh, golly.
You're never going to be able to come up with this.
Saving Mr. Banks. She was in The Remains of the Day.
Emma Thompson wrote it
and directed it.
Oh, I love her, but I don't support that.
By the way, everybody's told me that Cruella is really good.
I've heard mixed things, but I'm friends with mostly bitches, so.
True.
Just horrible, reprehensible people.
I do want to watch
everything.
Y'all, we have to watch the new Disney movie, too. Apparently, it's got gay subtones on it.
Why do we? I don't have to do anything. Don't tell me what I have to do. We're fine. Don't you know? Cracker Barrel's gay friendly now. We're fine. All our problems are solved.
It's Luca, and it's two boys who are really mermaids.
Oh, Luca! Oh, I thought you were talking about Cruella.
No, but we have to watch Luca. It's supposed to be great.
We'll see.
Y'all, Poodle is one of those people who really, especially animated movies, he bitches about them. And then every time I watch them, I'm so happy I did. You sob in the middle of them.
I'll never forget when people badgered me to watch WALL-E. And I was like, why would I want to watch that?
I think we should do WALL-E. Luca for a watch along.
I don't want to, no movie people have to pay.
Fine. We need to move on.
Yeah.
Y'all, so Mike and Natalie.
Is it on Disney for free?
Maybe, yes, I don't know.
You need to get your shit together and then tell me.
We should move on. You guys, we need to move on because someone has a heart out on this show, and it's not Poodle, and it's not me. Y'all, we have the owner of Sunshine Farms Feed Store here with us today from Sequim.
I'm going to go get a drink or water or something.
Yeah. We need to do this because she's getting upset. And because we've been made a keener weight, y'all, we have the owner of Sunny Farms feed store here with us today. I'm just waiting for her to come into the front. Boy, oh, that's a wig. That's a wig for our intimate port. Y'all, Dee Dee Rivette's here today.
It's really good to be here.
Dee Dee, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Been a while since we had
ever,
you.
Ever since, you know, who was it last time? Last time I was in Los Angeles, I'm doing a little recon mission because I'm just going to start in a plant nursery. Nursery, you know, they're all the rage. So everyone's got plants now. So plants are a thing. So you know who's going to be right on that? Miss Dee Dee Rivette, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So,
are the new heroin, they're saying. They're the new fentanyl.
Really?
Yeah. So everybody's got plants. You know, I heard about that fentanyl. That's not good. That's no good thing there. April, the girl who worked for me at Over the Fence, she was in for a while, but she's after the, she was on the meth for a while and then she got on the fentanyl.
Well, maybe and you could bring her
she's
to.
She's a good girl.
Now, where did you come up with the name Sunny Farms? Where did you get that?
Sunny Farms, you know, because every time I was going there and I was thinking I need to buy one more thing because, you know, Dee Dee's an entrepreneur. Uh-huh. And I was thinking, every time I go up this mountain, it's sunny. And
a lot of mountains in Sequim.
And then guess what happened? When I went to go buy the farm, this is like, that's funny. It sounds like someone's dead. You know, speaking of my late husband, Edward, he bought the farm.
Oh, okay.
Not really. We never bought a farm together. I kind of wish we would have.
Didn't he die under mysterious circumstances, Dean?
Not familiar. Okay. Anyway, so I thought when I was going up there, on the day I was going to buy it, it looked like it was rainy. And the only thing I thought of is, well, this is fucking ridiculous. So I thought that the mountains looked like two sunny side up eggs, which is why I named it Sunny Farms. Isn't that the name of it?
Did you have a Molson while you were waiting?
I had one or two Molsons.
Okay. Just
one and a half, actually. And let me tell you, at Sunny Farms, we got feed for your horse.
Go ahead. What's the ad? You pay for the commercial.
We got feed for the horses. We got feed for the cows. We also got poisons. And now I'll call it Sunny Seed Hills and Poisons.
Because, oh, okay.
You know, sometimes you got rats, you got...
But you sell rats, too.
Yeah, you know, you got to have rats to feed people's things.
You know? What did you think about... Did you know that Natalie bought a rat to
poisons,
save...
Speaking of poisons, I don't know if you know this, but arsenic works pretty good with rats and people. You know?
Really?
If you got a problem.
Oh, that's good. That's good to know. That's good to know.
No, so. Why am I thinking about my husband Edward today?
I don't know, Dee Dee. Dee Dee, so
let me get some Molson here.
There's been a lot of talk I bet it's been hard to do this business because there's been a lot of talk about the drought lately. Have you heard about the drought?
You know, I've been having a lot of problems with that. I'm not really aware. We had to drain a pond behind that to get the things the whole irrigated.
Yeah.
But the guys work for me and they just told me they drained a pond, you know, killed a couple ducks, it's fine. I've still got so you know, I got my crops. So
but
who cares?
Is conservation part of your mission though with building a farm store?
I'm not familiar with the term.
Conservation.
I'll tell you about conservation. I'll tell you about conservation. Dee Dee knows about conservation.
Okay.
She knows how to conserve her money.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Dee Dee. Your time's almost up.
I got to go back and check on the plastic fire that we got going on behind the Sunny Farms.
All right. So. You know, so definitely.
Got to go fire that plastic.
A lot of organic produce,
gotta
right?
Got to throw some tires on it.
Do you have a lot of organic produce, Dee Dee?
Not familiar. All I know is we got a Hispanic guy who put some kind of glowing green shit on there, and those turnips go woo!
All right, Dee Dee. Dee Dee, I think
call the sunny side. You get 2-for-1 glowing green turnips for $10.
Okay, $10. All right, Dee Dee. Thank you so much. Your commercial time is up. I'm so sorry.
Thank you for sponsoring our show.
All right. Enjoy that Uber. Wow.
She's kind of drunk. I don't know what's going on there?
She drank Molson today, and she was woo
lit.
Wow, wow! Yeah. And she changed her hairdo.
I noticed that too.
Yeah.
Wow. She must have misplaced the other wig that she wore last.
You're watching The Intimate Portrait, y'all, which, by the way, we might have some of you stop after this. That's on our $15 tier on Patreon if you want to see that wig.
She was murmuring something about needing more arsenic for something. So
let's just
knows.
Finish this. I got to pee. All so right. Natalie says it's been about a week since they talked about Oklahoma. And she says, again, she brings up, she's like, to some mic, she says, I was really confused. She looked at me while cooking and said, hookah.
Hooker.
Hookah.
I still don't think butter is foolish enough to call her a hooker.
I don't think so either. And that's what Mike says. He says, no one called you that name. It's a misunderstanding. You hear a word and you freak out. That's why you ask. And I love that Mike says, it's called communication.
Yeah, because you're so great at it. Shit.
Now, what I liked about this segment, though, is, y'all, I can't stand Mike. I can't stand Mike because he's passive-aggressive, gaslighting. Ever bothers me. Piece of shit.
This has been the worst. He's done bad episodes before. This is the worst.
Well, what I liked about this demonized. To see is that Mike finally start. Y'all, I just want Mike to lose it, and I want to see the real Mike. And we're starting to get him.
We're starting to see it.
Started screaming at her.
You know who it is? It's butter.
It's butter.
It's butter.
I want to see Mini Butter come out. And that's why
it's
I'm finally.
The short haircut.
I'm finally somewhat interested in their storylines because I just want to see Mini Butter.
I wrote, this is really interesting. And she keeps talking about, you know, things that are really important to Natalie are things like she needs to feel validated with her, she says, my diplomas. And she does, that's an issue for her. She thinks if she has that, she
can look down. It has nothing to do with Trish. She's like, she tells me to be translator. I have diploma.
Yeah, and so that's on her. But
that's
there's
on her,
this
yeah.
She says, I will not step over my morals. And there is this type of high and mighty behavior that there's this oil and water thing for them. And then
when she came for his mother and said his mother was a bad mother, that's what you can't do with Mike.
It's just like they're making it so much worse. We've said this before. These two do not belong together. They're the worst possible match. And I wrote down, how can either of them be happy?
Mike says, like, he says, quit saying stuff about my mom. Just quit. Now you're telling me my mom's about, you're saying my mom is, and he said, you never listen to anyone. And look, we've heard some side stuff that, like, their place is a mess. I do think Natalie is way more aware of the cameras and presents a different side of herself. That, y'all, because I don't think Natalie's a great person either. I think she really puts her side in front of the cameras. But
Mike is really shitty.
Mike is really shitty.
Really shitty.
And I think that for him to say, you never listen to anyone. Well, I don't think she listens. But at the same time, Mike, you listen to her. And then it's not necessarily, you don't ever acknowledge or validate any of her feelings. Nope. So in essence, what's worse, she never listens to someone or to listen to someone and to deny any feeling they have and brush it off and move on and neglect it?
Their storyline, because I was all about it being really manufactured last year or last season, and I don't know anymore.
I don't think it is.
I think
they're both insane.
But why would they both be doing this?
Yes,
for a green card.
Because
but why is he even bothering with it?
Because he's a fucking nerd and a weird kind of guy who's not able to and needs someone who gets lost in the translation of things.
Who needs him, yeah.
Who will need him. Because probably a lot of women in Washington are like, this guy's a fucking loser.
Yeah. Even though he went...
Sorry, butter.
How dare you going to call my son a loser?
I call my son a loser. Anyway, Natalie. Natalie says, it's not my fault. And Mike says, it is your fault. Just stop.
Yeah,
and
it's awful. This was really awful. Ugh.
They've never validated any one of their feelings.
Did you thought that his face looked particularly red?
Oh, I loved it.
Either he'd been screaming or he'd walked up the stairs.
I just want to see him like throwing shit and losing it and be the asshole that he's been underneath along.
His face, this is even in confessionals, and it looked like he had a chemical peel or something.
Yeah, I need a chemical peel.
Really bad.
I don't know.
Maybe you can get one in Oklahoma by just having something. Maybe Dee Dee Rivette can, she's mentioned something about chemicals.
I can go to a greenhouse here and have them spray me. All right, I've got to pee. That's the show.
Right, that's the show, y'all.
Y'all, go to Reality
Gates. Fish fry.
Yep, go to realitygatespodcast.com to find all of our other shows. Be sure to check out our Foodie Call episode on Reality Gates Podcast on Instagram. Come at us on Twitter. Come at us on Cameo. I just did a Carl's Wife cameo. I'm back in Oklahoma. So if you want to the urinals on top of the popcorn machine, the wheelchair is here. I'm ready. Come at me. I've got one for you.
Anyway, come at us on Cameo, you guys. I think that's it.
That's it, y'all. We call these people. Oh, and leave a 5-star review.
Oh,
or if you can on Apple Podcasts. We appreciate it greatly. We call these people lonely hearts because, Poodle, aren't they all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you have ever frozen a guinea pig and put it up your butt for laughs.
Mathis Brothers Furniture.
I think that could be libel. Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.